Well, thank you, Tiffany. I hope you understand. It's nothing but the blood. I hope you understand what that statement means. I'm going to preach all the way through the Bible this morning. I'm going to start in Genesis, and I'm going to go through Revelation. How many of you understand that's the first book and the last book of the Bible? Do you? Okay. Let's start off in Genesis chapter 3. Going to get a little bit of a head start. Not going to start in chapter 1, but chapter 3. And when we get over to the book of Revelation, we're going to go to chapter 12 and maybe a little further. And ladies, don't kick your shoes off yet. Don't take me literal. We may not be. We may get out for 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, for sure. I want to speak to you on the subject, knots, knots in the devil's tail. When I was a young preacher, I tried that title out. It didn't go very good. Pray for me. It'll go better today after 40 years. Amen? Yeah. Knots in the devil's tail. I'm not talking about knots like you get in your shoelaces. I'm talking about what the teenagers use when they say knot. Have you heard them do that? They change the language. Cool. Everything is cool. If it's really good, it's bad. You know what I'm talking about? I don't like it, but anyway, knots in the devil's tail. What I'm saying is the devil has told a tale. All the way through the Bible, you can find that T-A-L-E, tale. You find it winding up in the book of Revelation. But I want to find some places that you recognize when we say not. Not true. Not true. Genesis chapter 3, and of course we know the dialogue is going on with Eve, the first woman. Ladies, I want to give you a word of warning. The devil still comes to you first a lot of times. He finds you the easier mark. It says in verse 1 of chapter 3 of Genesis, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it." She added a little bit there. "Lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." Here was his tale. He told her, "Ye shall not die." That was his message. That was his tale. Now, if you'll go over to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, please. Chapter 12. Now, it's easy to find. First book, last book. Go on to chapter 12. I'm going to wait on you about 10 seconds. Get on over there. Chapter 12, Revelation. "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. The woman is Israel, not the church. Verse 2, "And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head." And here it is, verse 4, "And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child," of course this is Jesus, "who was," and that's future, but he is in the future, "to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." Watch the word deceive there. "Deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out onto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Now, it's not my intentions to try to expound. We don't have time to put everything in context. But here, as we read in Revelation chapter 12, this is what Bible students know to be in the tribulation period. Satan is going to be cast out on the earth. Milton's Paradise Lost and some of the literature of the past is wrong. This is not when Satan was thrown out. He's yet to be thrown out. He still has access to heaven. In this chapter, he's called the accuser of the brethren, and he still comes before God today accusing us. You say, the devil's lying on me. No, he's not. The truth's good enough. He don't have to lie. Not only that, he can't lie to God. Nobody can lie to God. Amen? But here's the tribulation setting here before he is cast out, but he is going to be cast out. And when he's cast out upon the earth, thank God, real believers, Christians, are going to be gone. They won't be here. But now he has a long tail here, and he cast out a third of the angels here with this tail. They follow him, so to speak, and it's going to be war in heaven as Michael, the archangel that represents Israel, is going to stand up and fight with the devil. Now, I want to say to you that the use of the word tail here, I'm using it kind of facetiously like, but all the way from Genesis to Revelation, the devil is a liar. That's what Jesus said he was. And he's told a tale all the way through. And we're going to point out this morning, just going to say some things about the knots, things that are not true in Satan's tale. Kind of use it in that way. Let me say this. To begin with, we find him talking to Eve here in the garden, and the first knot I'd point to you is he told her, "Ye shall not surely die." And she dialogued with him. That's the first mistake. And I'm going to ask you a question. Did she die? Yes, she did. She gave unto her husband. He did eat. He did that willingly. And as the head of the federal race, he threw the whole human race. I've often said that's the most expensive meal ever eaten between a man and a wife. Amen. Truth is, Eve in the garden, listen, and the devil's tale was, he put a question mark on the word of God. Still does that today. And he said, "You shall not surely die." And the truth is, God's word is not sure. That's what he was saying. He was putting a question mark on it. He was saying, the penalty is not going to be as bad. Let me ask you, how many folks will believe in that tale today? See, there's consequences to sin. Yeah, you're a free moral agent. Yeah, you can do what you want to, but you will pay a price. There will be a penalty. There will be a consequence to it. And to think that the devil will tell you you can get by with it, and young people, run up your antenna, there's a price to sin. The wages of sin is not changed. Inflation's had nothing to do with it. It's still the same as it was when Eve believed the devil's tale, and when she fell in the garden and gave to Adam and he fell. The penalty is not changed. The wage of sin is still death today. God's word is sure. You know, others, and we hear it all the time. Now, I'm not talking about somebody in the past. I'm talking about us today believing the devil's tale. I'm talking about people listening to me right now. You think, well, I can get by with it. It won't be so bad. God understands me. He really does understand you. You're not going to get by it. I'm not going to get by it. God's word's not going to be changed. It's not going to be broken for me. It's not going to be broken for you. It's always going to be true. And he said to Eve there that you'd die, and Adam and Eve died in the garden. They died spiritually first, but later they physically died. And the Bible tells us that men are still dying. So what's the death rate? 100%. Everything born dies. Amen. That's the curse. That's the truth. That's God's word's penalty. The devil lied. Death came, didn't it? God's word, you can't dodge it. You can't get by with it. Now, many still trying their best to, trying to find a way around it. But you read the newspaper today and see if the wages of sin's not apparent. It is. Read it this last week. People going before judges, being judged, sent to prison for life, or electrocuted. Why? Well, they are facing the penalty. The wages of sin is still death. And the devil is still a liar, just like Jesus said that he was. You know, it's interesting today how that the devil keeps spinning his tail. And people keep thinking, I'm going to get around God's word somehow. But they've nobody gotten around it yet. And they won't. I want to say this. Not only was his tail to Eve here in the garden, but you can see his tail today to the nations. I'm saying to you what he's saying to the nations today is not true. I'm looking here in Revelation chapter 12. Pick it up with me in verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth what? The whole world. Deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now understand the picture. He deceives the whole world now. One day he's going to be cast out down on the earth. And if you read the rest of this passage, it talks about how he's going to have great wrath upon the earth. And you can read the rest of the Bible and find out that will fit the time when he comes down to earth. He has deceived the nations. He'll never deceive them any greater than when he comes down and musters the nations to fight against their very creator, Jesus Christ, when he comes back leading the armies of heaven. His tale to the nation is a not. It's a not. It's not true. He tells the nations today, you know, we got such a big denial of evil today till it is unbelievable. Anybody know who Chesley, what, how you say her? Hillary and Bill's daughter. Say it. Whatever her name is. Did you hear what she said this week? She said it's unchristian to criminalize abortion. That's what she said on the public news. It was on the news. I saw it. I wonder if she's ever read the Ten Commandments. How about commandment number 6, thou shalt not kill? How about this thing of taking human life? And she says it's unchristian. Are you telling me that if Jesus was here, he'd be for abortion on demand? I do not believe that. But you see, that's the perversion. That's the devil's tale. That's the devil's lie. That's the deception that he's pulling. And so many folks are buying in to that sort of deception today. It's amazing. Evil is real whether you deny it or not. You better get your head out of the sand. This is an evil world. This is the Sword of the Lord paper I laid up here this morning. There's a bunch of them back there on the counter. You can get one free. This is the kind of paper that, and the Revival Fires paper back there, that you ought to read. Here's a noteworthy news thing in the Sword of the Lord, and it always has these little pieces in there. Once in a while, you hear me use one of them. The title of this one says, U.S. Couple Trumpets Global Goodness on Bike Trip, and ISIS Kills Them. Now, here's a couple, gives their names. They worked in Washington, D.C. Apparently, they bought into all the baloney up there. And so a year ago, they quit their job, and they got bicycles, and they're going to do a bicycle tour of the world, bicycle trip around the world. Maybe some others joined them, because ultimately, there was a few more in the group. And they rode and rode and rode for a year. And we're still riding, and this is what they said. Now listen to this. This is the devil's tale that a lot of folks are buying into. No such thing as wrong, right and wrong. No such thing as sin. Everybody just has their own point of view, and we ought to understand everybody else's view. That's baloney I'm talking about. Let me read what they say right here. Says you watch the news and you read the papers and you're led to believe that the world is a big, scary place, they wrote. People, the narrative goes, are not to be trusted. People are bad. People are evil. People are axe murderers and monsters. And they say that's not true. I don't buy it. Evil is a make-believe concept. We've invented this concept to deal with the complexities of our fellow human beings, their values and beliefs. It's just easier to dismiss an opinion instead of understanding them. So that's what they say, and they keep on saying that stuff. And they keep on writing. Only problem is they get over in Afghanistan. They're riding around the world. And the rest of the story goes. They were killed on July the 29th. Just a few days into the journey over there, CBS News said that ISIS inspired the attack. They drove a car into them. Then five men got out of the car with knives and killed the whole group. Of course, they were not evil for doing that, right? You believe that baloney all you want to. It's an evil world. Sin is real. There's consequences to sin. There's a price to pay. There's a penalty. And believe the devil's tale if you want to. It's not real. It's not true. It's not true. He's deceiving the nations. He denies all of this stuff. They tell us, open the borders. Everybody's good. No bad's going to come in. Get rid of the border police. Do you know we have somebody running for governor in Florida that thinks we ought to get rid of ICE, the border police? And, of course, believe in socialism. The mayor of Chicago has decided how to finally solve the crime problem in Chicago. Have you heard that in the news this week? I know the storm news took everything out, but listen to it. And some of you can go ahead and breathe. I get worse sometime than I am now. You go ahead and let your breath out. Sitting there about to die. Listen to me. I'm telling you some truth you're not always getting everywhere else. And the world wants to deceive you. No, there is bad that'll come over the borders. There are people out there that'll cut your throat and kill you. And the mayor of Chicago, those going to solve the problem. You got to remember now, more folks are killed on the Chicago streets by the gangs than there are in the wars over in Afghanistan. But he's going to solve the problem. He's going to give every one of them a paycheck free. You didn't see that in the news? The storm wiped that news out? Oh, yeah. Some of you can go ahead and pack your bags and go to Chicago. Get your paycheck. It's going to be heaven up there now. Free paychecks. That's what he's saying. By the way, they're so deep in debt, they can't pay the water bills up there, but they're going to give you a free paycheck. Some of you better hurry up and catch up with me. I want to go somewhere if I can get you on track here. Let me tell you, Mr. Mayor of Chicago, Mr. Manuel, or whatever his name is, give them the paychecks, and then they'll kill each other to get each other's paychecks. Guarantee you they will. It'll increase it. Oh, come on. The devil is telling a tale, and a lot of folks are believing it, and the nations are being deceived, and that's what it says in the Bible, that he is a deceiver of the nations, and while he deceives an individual, he deceives the nations today, and there is a philosophy that is being bought and sold, and brainwashed people are buying into the devil's lie, the devil's tale. You see, there are more knots in it than I could point out this morning. One of the knots is that the world owes you a living. It does not. It does not owe you a thing. Not a thing. He's got a lot of knots here that he gives to the nations. One of them is he tells them to ignore God and go ahead and get by. You can't do that. The Bible says that righteousness, Proverbs 14:34, the righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Hear me? Let me move on just a little bit. Psalms over there also tells us, chapter 9, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be cast into hell, and all nations that forget God. And Satan says, go ahead and ignore God. Just forget God. Do your own thing. It's going to be all right. Sort of like he lied to Eve. He's been lying to the nations ever since. And we still see them buying into that. You know, America, I hate to say this because I love America, but America for the last many years has been identifying with the devil's tail instead of God. Right. Instead of accepting his word, been accepting Satan's word. And we're reaping for it. You do reap what you sow, and the Bible says if you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. It means you reap more than you sow.
And America's beginning to reap that, and we hope and believe and want to say that the last election was trying to turn us back, but oh my, the herd's been out of the pen and running wild for a long time. And it's awful hard to turn around. Awful hard to turn around. You can't ignore God and get by with it. The thing, I read this every now and then, and I hear it. How can you evangelicals support Trump? I tell you, you don't understand us evangelicals. First place, we believe the blood of Jesus Christ, as Tiffany was singing, can cleanse from all sin. We believe the worst sinner in the world can be converted from the wrong way and go the right way. Trump claims to have been converted. I hope that he was. But I tell you, I'm not so much interested in his lack of purity in his past as I am his policy now in the present. That's what I'm interested in. You say, well, we don't understand you evangelicals. Well, let me say this. I don't know that I necessarily identify with that word, but let me just say this. Maybe you just don't understand us Americans. See, we believe in America first. We believe that God raised up this country, and if we're going to stay as a great country, we're going to have to stay right with God. The pilgrims came over here not hunting gold. They came over here hunting freedom to worship God. And that was the foundation that we were built on. And that's why you don't quite understand us, because you've left God out of your equation and you've been believing the tale of the devil instead. Right. Let me tell you who we are. Who we are. We are Americans that believe in earning our own way. Amen. Instead of getting a free handout. That's who we are. We are Americans that believe that we ought to honor God and country in that order. Amen. We are Americans that believe that we ought to respect our women and be able to protect our kids, and to do so, we're going to stay armed to do it. Amen. Amen. That's who we are. That's why you're having trouble understanding us. Yeah. Truth is, we're what built this country. And we're not going to surrender it as easy as you think. We believe in paying our own way, protecting our own families, honoring our God, and respecting our flag. That's what we believe in. That's why you're having trouble understanding us. We believe in honoring the men that fought for that flag and kept this country free. We believe in honoring our police force and our servants out there that protect us from the evil. That's why you're having trouble understanding us. Yeah. The truth of the matter is, we are not believing the devil's tale. We still believe God's story instead. Amen? So maybe that'll help you to understand us just a little bit, perhaps. The truth of the matter is, the devil is a liar. He has spun his tale from Genesis to Revelation, and he's still spinning it. And some of you listening to me, maybe in the room here, maybe on the radio line, you've bought into it. And that's what your problem is. Part of his not, his lie, is that you'd break God's word and get by with it. And you can't. And you can't. His tale to man is man's science is going to save you. You didn't come from a creator. You come from a tadpole in a mud hole. Oh, no. You believe that if you want to. I believe I'm worth more than that. Amen. I believe I have a maker, a creator that had some value on me. And I'm going to take that stand. I'm not looking for science to save me. I'm looking for Jesus to save me. By the way, I read here in the text where he deceives the nations, the science thing so-called, falsely so-called, the Bible calls it false, is deceiving a lot of folks. Did you see, and I shouldn't get on this rabbit trail, but did you see in the news this week where the FBI was called in to close down the big telescope? You didn't see that. That was in the storm, probably kind of drowned that out, excuse the pun. But why would the FBI be called in to close a telescope down? I'm talking about one of the big ones out in Arizona, where it was. There's a lot of speculation about that.
They don't want the people to see something that's coming. I don't know. I haven't ever looked through that thing. I just wonder why the FBI had to quickly go in and close it down as a ponderance. You see, some of you are going to buy into some science fiction type stuff that's going to materialize that the aliens are coming to save you. I still remember that Twilight Zone show where they came and you were on the menu. You don't remember that one? You better think about it. Science, falsely so called, is being used of the devil today to block folks from the truth of God's word. And one of the knots in the devil's tail is that man is going to make it on his own, or he's going to have a superhero like Hitler was trying to make that's going to arrive and say, I'm your savior. Watch out for the falsehoods. There's a lot of stuff coming down the road, folks. I shouldn't have got off on that. I just want to say this. You better make the right choice. Whose story are you going to believe? Satan's or God's? Mankind got in trouble in the garden when Satan come in and spun his tail, and Eve and Adam got in on that thing. I want to say to you today, you better make the godly choices to follow God's word. Say to your mamas and to your daddies, choose God's word to raise your kids by. Amen. Not the devil's stuff. I still remember reading a man's testimony. He said they got married, had a happy home, a baby was born, a little girl, said in excitement over that, said they started taking her to Sunday school and church as she grew up a little bit. And he said, then I got cold and I dropped out. And he said, I remember that little girl coming to me on Sunday morning, Daddy, will you go to church with Mama and I this morning? He said, no, honey, I'm tired. I worked hard this week and I'm going to just stay home and read the paper this morning. He said, I'd done that week after week after week. That little girl had come beg me to go to church. And he said, then she got into her teens. And the next thing I knew, she wasn't going to church, and I didn't know where she was. Then I went to her and started begging her, will you go to church today with Mama and Daddy? But I couldn't get her to go. He said, I reaped for doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. You see, that's what the devil wants you men to do. He wants you to choose the wrong way and think you're going to get by with it. You know, you'll reap down the road. You're reaping the way you raise your kids. Yeah, you will. It'll come back. It'll bounce back. It'll boomerang back every time. How you doing? Who are you listening to? Who's guiding you? Whose direction are you following? Whose tail are you listening to? You see, the devil wants you to make the wrong choices. He wants you to believe some wrong things. He wants you to believe you can earn your way to heaven. You can't. That's his lie. That's a knot in his tail. You can't do it. You can't pay for your own sins. But he wants you to think you can. So he'll tell you how to be good and pay your debts and maybe all those good things that everybody else will accept, but that won't pay for your sins. But the devil is very happy if you believe that you can make it on your own. You see, the truth is Jesus had to leave heaven's glory and come to this old sin-cursed world because people had fallen for the devil's lie. Jesus had to come and take my sins on him, become sin for me, pay the price I couldn't pay. And now I have offered to me as a free gift salvation that he paid for, and the devil keeps trying to say, no, you don't need that. You're good enough without that. Who are you going to listen to? Who have you listened to? Which story are you counting on being true this morning? God's or the devil's? You know, probably one of the biggest knots in his story is he tells you, well, yeah, the gospel's true. Yeah, Jesus loves you, but you got plenty of time. Put it off. Put it off. Can't you recognize his story? God says, now's the time. Today's the day of salvation. God says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. And that's God's side of the story. Which one are you going to listen to? Which one are you going to react to? Plenty of time? No, you don't know that. You don't know that. There is no promise of tomorrow. Monday night, I was up in Atlanta area, church I'd never been to. Had one of the college young men help me drive up there, and we got up there in time for the church service, and I preached in the service. But before the service started, I was in the preacher's office. And a few minutes before the service, and the door just flew open, and a fella come in, and he started hugging me. On the sign outside, they had my name that I was preaching that night, Mickey Carter. And I didn't recognize him, tell you the truth. He said, "You're my cousin." The more we talked, the more I did recognize him. Second cousin, had not seen him since a long, long time. In fact, he told me, he said, "The last time I saw you, you were preaching my cousin's, other cousin's funeral." But he said, "I remember you because when I was young, we went to the racetrack and watched you race, and we went down to where the car was after the service," and he said, "you picked me up and put me in your car seat." He said, "I never forgot that." I had to say to him, "I forgot it." I did not remember it. But here's what I do remember. I said, "Yeah, I remember the funeral you're talking about." And then I got to thinking about it. I thought about it quite a bit on the way home. I thought about it quite a bit since. I have gone back to the state I was born in and preached some of my kinfolk's funerals. And I thought about the cousins he was talking about. Just a little bit older than me, and they called me back for the funeral. I had preached an uncle's funeral, and the cousins were present. I knew at least one of them, the girl in particular, had said some things about her scientific beliefs and no God and all that business. So in the funeral, I said some things on purpose. So after the funeral, got to talk to her, and she said, "I know what you said was for me." I said, "Yeah, it was. It was." She said, "I'm going to be honest with you, Mickey, you really made me think. Really made me think." Her brother, younger brother, didn't make any comment, but I knew he was living pretty rough. After I got back home quite a while, they called me. And I went, and I preached his funeral. He died in a fire accident, and there was a good chance he was drunk enough he couldn't get out of the fire. But they called me for his funeral. Then I went back sometime later, not much later, for her funeral, and here was the good news. She'd gotten saved. And had a preacher that helped me in the funeral. She'd gotten in his church and had a good testimony. Now, here's what I got to thinking. Two cousins, one apparently died lost, one died saved. But they both heard the same story. They both heard the gospel. They both made a choice. They both listened to one side or the other. Devil's tale or God's truth. That's what you're doing right now. Did you know that? In the building, on radio land, you're listening to one or the other. You're putting your trust in one or the other. And your destination will depend on which one is true. Which one is true? The devil's tail has a lot of knots in it. Oh, I hope you don't fall for it. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come to you in prayer. We commit the invitation to you. Lord, the old deceiver, the devil, he's having his way apparently in the world today, but his time is short. When we read in the book of Revelation, we find out his time is short. We find he's got great wrath and he's deceiving the nations, but his time is short. But Father, sadly, too many are listening to him, and too many or trust in his word instead of God's, and they're going to die lost, lost forever. Father, I pray in this building not one would leave this room lost. I pray in radio land somebody that's listening to this would just bow their head and ask Jesus in their heart and deny the lie of the devil. I pray, Father, not one would die lost, but would come to the truth that Jesus loved them and died for them and will save them if they'll turn and trust him. Bless the invitation, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing. I'm going to step to the front. Will you meet me down here? Will you come and trust Christ by meeting me right here? I pray you will. You come as we sing. Just like